This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The musical 1776 has been given a revolutionary new production on Broadway. Instead of telling the story of the founding of America, with the cast of mostly white males, this version uses a cast of multiracial actors who are female, non-binary, and trans, people who weren't even considered in the Declaration of Independence. Jeff London reports.
When 1776 premiered on Broadway in 1969, America was enmeshed in the Vietnam War, and the anti-war musical, Hair, was a big hit. So a musical featuring singing and dancing founding fathers seemed like a long shot. Instead, it became a popular Tony Award winner.
Open up a window.
I say vote yes.
In the 2022 revival, it sounds like this.
Someone ought to open up a window.
I say vote, oh, yes.
Co-director Diane Paulus had never seen or read 1776 when she was approached about working on a new production. She says she found the script powerfully relevant, but wanted to give the show a new frame by casting people who are not cis white males.
We're here. It's 2022. Now you're going to watch this cast of brilliant performers literally and metaphorically step into the shoes of the founding father.
The production has gotten mixed reviews. Some critics find the approach refreshingly illuminating, others not so much. One critic called it terminally woke. Patrina Murray, who plays Benjamin Franklin, says even before it opened, she was hearing grumbles from purists on social media.
Sometimes I look at the Facebook posts and I see folks who I feel need to see the play but won't, because they call it revisionist theater.
But for the cast, taking on these traditionally male white roles is powerful, says Crystal Lucas Perry, the black actor who plays John Adams.
It's also like incredibly validating to literally step your foot into something that feels like you're stepping into a history where you were purposely not meant to be.
Some of the staging radically revises musical numbers, like The Egg, a sweet song sung by John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, and Thomas Jefferson as they contemplate the birth of a new nation.
We're waiting for the chirp, chirp, chirp of an eaglet being born.
In this version, a video of 246 years of American history, good, bad, and ugly, flashes on a curtain behind the actors, while the noticeably pregnant Elizabeth A. Davis, who plays Jefferson, shreds on an electric violin.
I'm playing the national anthem Jimi Hendrix style, but I could just be like chicken scratching and we would get the same message, that this is about revolution, this is about turning things on its head.
Jefferson, who was a slave owner, wrote a clause in an early draft of the Declaration of Independence abolishing slavery. And the climax of 1776 is the fight over that paragraph. The delegates from the South want it cut, the delegates from the North want to keep it, but the vote for independence needs to be unanimous.
Molasses to rum, to slaves.
The song Molasses to Rum, sung by the delegate from South Carolina, points out the North's complicity in the slave trade. In the original, the song is a chilling solo. Here, it's an ensemble number, and the black actors are seen as enslaved people, says Diane Paulus.
You see the performers in their identities, whether they're black or non-black people of color in our cast, collaborate in this enactment to show the audience that this is not something that we look at from the past, but that this has resonance and continues to have resonance.
Crystal Lucas Perry says the staging doesn't just shake the audience, but the cast.
It's heavy and it's not easy. And what it costs us as performers, as people of color, as people of different ethnicities and genders, there's a cost that goes into it.
And in this interpretation, the signing of the Declaration of Independence at the end isn't a triumph, but a warning of those costs, says actor Patrina Murray.
Independence is just another word for freedom. And so one of the things I think about this play is, well, freedom for who, really?
1776 plays on Broadway until January 9th. Then it goes on a 16-city national tour. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.